with your spirit.
My dear friends, this morning we have a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials, named Jairus, came forward. And seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, My daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her so that she may get well and live. And Jesus went off with him, and a large crowd followed him, and they were pressing in from all sides. And there was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors. She spent all the money she had. Yet she was not helped, but only seemed to grow worse. She had heard about Jesus, came up behind him in the crowd, and touched his cloak. She said, "But if I touch his clothes, I shall be cured." And immediately, her flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who was it that touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to Jesus, "Look at this crowd pressing upon you, and you ask us, 'Who touched you?'" And Jesus looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached Jesus in fear and trembling. She fell down before him, told him the whole truth. And Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Be cured of your affliction." And while he was speaking, the people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "We have been waiting for your arrival. Your daughter has died. Why trouble this teacher any longer?" And disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And when they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of the commotion. The people were weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and he said to them, "Why this commotion, this weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And the people ridiculed him. And then he put them all out. And Jesus took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and they entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand, and he said to her, "Talitha koum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And the girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and began walking around. And at that, everyone was utterly astounded. But Jesus gave strict orders that no one should know about this and said that the little girl should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Quite a gospel today, my friends. We've got two healing events in one story. Usually we get one. Today we got two. Interesting story of contrast, in a way, of individuals. Here we have Jairus, the big official at the synagogue, his whole retinue and everybody are waiting. And Jesus, on his way there, stops for this woman, afflicted 12 years. Nothing was working. And she's just a face in the crowd, not a big official over there. And the indication is that she may not have really even been able to talk too well in Aramaic, but she was some of a different cultural class. My friends, Jesus' life, along with his death, grants every one of us life-changing healing. And what we learn from the gospel today is that it's a healing authority that crosses boundaries, both ethnic and gender. Jesus chooses not to leave people in the conditions in which he finds them. All throughout the gospel, when he encounters another person, he doesn't turn away and say, "I'll get to you later, make an appointment." He deals with the person right there, does not leave the person in the condition in which they were found. He has the power to alter the condition. And as our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has been reminding us these last couple of years, again and again he reminds us, we, as a Christian community right here at St. Patrick's, have that same power to alter the conditions of people's lives. We can, as followers of Christ, bring healing into troubled circumstances. But it often means that to do so, to exercise this power, my friends, we have to cross boundaries. We have to cross boundaries, whether they are related to ethnicity, gender, race, sexual orientation, politics, or any other boundaries that divide our society. We as a community are asked to be advocates for life-giving meaning and change. And my prayer with you this morning is that God will continue to grant us all the courage to overcome boundaries. There's a wonderful story, and kind of fits into Independence Weekend here. It's a book by a fellow by the name of Iaconelli. I love the title. Messy Spirituality is the name of the book. Messy Spirituality. He chronicles a story from World War II in which, and it's a true story, of a group of American soldiers who were in France during the Second World War. And while they were out on the battlefield, they lost one of their buddies. And they didn't want to leave his body on the battlefield, and so they carried his body to a cemetery that they had spotted earlier in the area. And the cemetery happened to be connected to a Catholic church. And the cemetery had a fence around it. And so they decided, let's go there. And they carried their buddy's body. And they find the priest, middle-aged. He was the pastor. And when he was told that their dead friend was not Catholic, the priest said, "I'm sorry, but he can't be buried here. We can only bury those of the same faith here. I might suggest to you, if you want to bury him outside the fence here, there's some over. You could bury him out there." And his comrades were disheartened and a little discouraged, but they decided to take him up on his suggestion, and during the night, they buried their comrade just outside the cemetery fence. Well, they returned the next morning to pay their last respects, but they couldn't find the grave. Where's the grave? The grave that they had dug and put their young friend in outside the fence. There was no grave. And when they went to the priest with their quandary, the priest said, "Oh, well, lads, let me tell you. The first part of last night, I stayed awake because I was so sorry for what I told you. And then the second part of the night, I spent moving the fence." Move the fence. My friends, Jesus did more than move fences. He tore them down. And no wonder he made a lot of people mad. And he moved all those, that entire Aramaic culture, if you will, to listen and respond to the focus of his mission. Don't be afraid. Have faith. Don't fret about making people mad or upset when you move fences or you tear them down to do what is right. May God, our Father, continue to grant each one of us the power and the courage it takes to have a healing impact in our homes and in our community. I ask you, in the next couple of weeks, you'll have an opportunity. You'll have an opportunity to address somebody and to change the condition. You'll have an opportunity to cross a boundary. And in the words of our Holy Father, please put in a good word for Jesus and move the fence. God bless us all. Indeed, let us stand and speak of all the good in which we believe. I believe in one God,